FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
And here to talk to us about that is David McIntosh, who is a former congressman, also the president for Club for Growth. David McIntosh, thanks so much for coming on today. What was your reaction when Claire McCaskill said, I'm a no?
I looked through her statement, and it was classic Claire McCaskill, you know, I'm in this for myself. She claims that she is against Judge Kavanaugh because he would allow First Amendment rights, free speech, to anybody and everybody. She calls it dark money and claims that that's very disturbing to her and that's the reason she's voting against him. The fact is there's been $30 million of so-called dark money spent on her behalf in this Senate race already by the Democrat-leaning super PACs. And so she's a total hypocrite, right?
Yes.
It's okay to prohibit Republicans from spending money and exercising their right to free speech, but it's okay for us Democrats to do that. And that's classic. What it really means in this election is the bigger question is that Claire McCaskill is in it for Claire McCaskill. She's not there for Missouri anymore, if she ever was. And she certainly isn't voting that way in Washington. Folks in Missouri recognize that Brett Kavanaugh is a very decent man. They also recognize that the balance of power on the court rests now with this appointment of President Trump. And she is looking out for herself, and Claire's looking out for her liberal Democratic team, once again lining up with them and ignoring Missouri.
Yeah. We're speaking with David McIntosh, president for Club for Growth. And, you know, you bring up the subject of dark money. That was what she cited when she said her vote was to be a no on Judge Kavanaugh. Talk down to me here. Explain to me this idea of dark money, because I've had multiple people reach out to me and say, you know, what does she really mean by dark money? What's your response to that accusation?
I think what she has in mind are opponents of hers who will advertise urging her to vote conservatively because that's what Missouri wants, or pointing out the truth about what her record is. So in her mind, I think dark money means money that's being spent by conservative and Republican groups to tell the truth about her. She doesn't like that, and she wants to make it illegal. She's very happy with the same kind of expenditures by Democratic groups, you know, trash-talking about Josh Hawley or building up Claire McCaskill. So it's all self-interested, and her definition of dark and dark money means anything that's against me, I'm going to label dark. Anything that's for me is fine. It's okay. I'm all for that.
Yeah. It's disingenuous at best.
Totally. Totally. And this is a label, essentially, that she and the Liberal Democrats have put on any efforts by conservatives to say what they believe in and use their free speech rights to go on TV, go on radio, go on campuses and speak to people about very essential issues like constitutional rights to speech, constitutional right to keep and bear arms, free markets that will let us prosper and people keep more of their money rather than sending it to Washington. They don't want conservatives to have a voice, and so they label it dark if it's a message that voters get from someone they disagree with.
So Claire McCaskill, this video has surfaced from 2015 where she's doing something for Colbert, and she basically tells men to shut up. And this is a new marching order that we're hearing now in the wake of this Kavanaugh accusation from Christine Blasey Ford. This idea that this is about gender, and now we have a gender that's allowed to speak, a gender that's allowed to make decisions, and we have a gender that's supposed to sit down, shut up, and step up and do the right thing, in the senator from Hawaii's words, do the right thing for once. How does Claire McCaskill fit into this new effort from the left to villainize all men?
You know, I think she was careful to say this should be looked at, but that's not my reasoning. And I think part of that is, you know, she and her husband have issues in the past that touch on this, and she realizes I better stay away from it. I also suspect she knows that in Missouri, that kind of radical feminism, that sort of leftist approach of identity politics, it does not work. Citizens of all stripes in Missouri are, you know, it's the show me state. Just give me the facts and we'll make the right decision. They don't like when the Democrats all turn it into a battle between men and women, a battle between police and minorities. They want to know what's really going on, what's at stake, and what's best for my family, what's best for the country. And so Claire understands that and is staying away from the really far radical left when she talks about it. Now, the fact is, when she gets back there in Washington, she lines up and votes with them all. So she's given them their voting card, and they control where she comes out on all these issues, but she's careful not to talk about it.
If we get six more years of Claire McCaskill in the Senate, dependent upon how long Trump is there for those 6 years, what do you think Claire McCaskill's efforts are going to be in the United States Senate on behalf of Missouri?
You know, I think she at that point really just, you don't see her again. Folks, Cape Girardeau, all over rural Missouri, they're not going to hear from Claire. And what she's going to do is be a vote for the Bernie Sanders takeover of health care. She'll be a vote to repeal the Trump tax cuts. She'll be a vote to block any efforts to, you know, fund ICE and protect us at the borders. One thing after another, if we got six more years of Claire McCaskill, she's going to be working against what voters in Missouri want to see happen.
Yeah. It's just it's time for Missouri to be represented by somebody in Washington, D.C., who understands what Missouri wants and isn't up there just waiting to tell you what you really need to know, as if there's this elitist wall that you pass through when you go into Washington, D.C., that just allows you to know better than those people who get to vote and send you there. Claire McCaskill hasn't been doing such a great job for the folks in Missouri and representing the will of the Missourian in Washington, D.C., and I think this vote no on Kavanaugh is more reflection of that.
It is. It's Claire McCaskill lining up with Chuck Schumer, you know, Nancy Pelosi, the whole crowd out there, when it comes down to what matters, and that is a vote yes or no on whether he should be on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
She was quite happy to vote for all the radical liberals that Obama put on the court, but now she's opposing all of Trump's Supreme Court nominees.
Yeah, well, we're going to continue to watch this. David McIntosh, president of Club for Growth, former congressman. You can follow them at Club for Growth on Twitter, also at David M. McIntosh. Thanks so much for coming on today and weighing in on the issue.
Absolutely, Annie. Great to be with you. We're very active in this race. We've endorsed Josh Hawley. We think he's a great alternative who will represent Missouri values in the Senate.
Absolutely. Well, we'll continue to follow Club for Growth as well.